Microbrew presents Meet the Scientist with Dr. Mary Buckley, a podcast that explores the life and work of researchers who sweat the small stuff, microbes, viruses, synthetic biology, nanotech, genomics, and more. On this episode, Mary talks with Pratik about why polyamines may hold the key for new ways to combat pathogens, his plans for the future, and about advice he would give to young people considering grad school.
You're listening to Meet the Scientist. I'm Mary Buckley, and I'm at the American Society for Microbiology's general meeting in Philadelphia, where I'm interviewing some of this year's recipients of ASM's Scientific Achievement Awards, people who are making things happen in research, medicine, and education today. Right now, I'm talking with Pratik Shah. He's a graduate student in the Department of Microbiology at the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson. Mr. Shah is a 2009 recipient of the Raymond W. Sarber Award, granted to recognize students for research excellence and potential. Mr. Shah, welcome to Meet the Scientist, and congratulations on winning the award.
Hey, Mary. Thank you for having me over. It's my pleasure.
Good. Your research focuses on polyamines and polyamine biosynthesis and transport systems in Streptococcus pneumoniae. Can you tell me a little bit about what polyamines are and why they're important?
Sure. So polyamines are these organic polycationic molecules, and they have a hydrocarbon backbone. Mm-hmm. And on these hydrocarbon backbone, they have multiple amino groups. And because of these amino groups, these molecules are positively charged. And all pro and eukaryotic cells naturally have polyamines inside them.
Okay.
And for ages, people have investigated the roles of polyamines in bacterial transcription and translation. And those fields are well studied and well defined. Mm-hmm. So most cells require polyamines for transcription and translation. Huh. Over the last few years, the focus has changed, and in virulent bacteria, which cause diseases in humans, polyamines now seem to regulate virulence phenotype and pathogenesis of bacteria. And the second part of this equation is what my laboratory and I look into, the contribution of polyamines to virulence.
Mm-hmm.
So they're required by all cells, and usually they're involved in transcription and translation. And under certain conditions, they regulate virulence as well.
Okay. And your particular focus is on Streptococcus pneumoniae.
Yes, so that's where my dissertation research focuses mm-hmm. on.
And what does that pathogen do?
Yeah, so Streptococcus pneumoniae is an obligate human pathogen, mm-hmm. and most humans carry it asymptomatically in the nasopharyngeal upper respiratory tract. Most people get the pathogen and we clear it off. But in some people who are immunocompromised and other underlying sequelae, the bacteria don't get cleared and cause bacteremia, meningitis, and all sorts of invasive diseases and pneumonia.
Right.
So it's one of the leading causes of vaccine-preventable deaths in the world right now. And significant mortality and morbidity is attributed to the pathogen.
Right. Now, do you envision any applications to come out of your work with polyamines and Streptococcus or future work that follows up on the same concepts?
Sure. I think I'm quite excited. So my dissertation research, I investigated the roles of polyamines in two ways, by therapeutic interventions and by prophylactic interventions.
Huh.
And by therapeutic interventions, I made mutants in polyamine biosynthesis and transport genes and Streptococcus pneumoniae.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make these mutants, the bacteria which cannot make polyamines or transport polyamines from the environment are severely attenuated in murine models of pneumococcal disease.
Mm-hmm.
And if you screen hard enough and long enough, and if you look at certain parts of the genes or proteins which are only present in pneumococcus but absent in the mammalian host, we can design prophylaxis, therapeutics, antibiotics, which target specifically the polyamine biosynthesis and transport genes.
Mm-hmm.
And in another part of my thesis, I looked at prophylactic interventions. And in that, I used a surface molecule called polyamine transport protein D. And it's an ABC transport molecule, which takes polyamines from the environment into the cell.
Okay.
And when I immunized mice with it as a vaccine antigen, the mice which got the protein were protected against pneumococcal disease.
Okay. So it's like a component on the outer surface of
yes.
the Streptococcus.
Yeah.
And when you expose the mouse to it,
sure.
it's essentially immunized.
Yes. Yeah. So, and that's a, it seems to be an immunogenic protein.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how versatile it could get. Like some surface proteins and polyamine biosynthesis and transport can act as vaccine antigens. And if you make lethal genetic deletions in the pathways of polyamine biosynthesis and transport, the pneumococcus is attenuated.
All right. And you think maybe if you inoculated someone with the attenuated form, you're thinking about?
Yeah,
maybe it would outcompete the more virulent Streptococcus?
Yeah, so I've done some competitive index experiments where I've mixed the wild type and the mutant cells together in a mouse model. And every time the wild type is more fit in vivo than the mutant.
Mm.
So it could also lead to a live attenuated strain, but of course more robust characterization is required before we move to humans or something like that.
Sure. Now, I understand that you moved from Mumbai to the United States to work on your PhD.
Yes.
How long ago was that?
So I came to this country 5 years ago, almost, 2004.
So I'm going to ask you the question that everyone loves to ask and no one likes to answer. When are you graduating and what are your plans after you graduate?
Sure. So I think I'm fairly close to finishing up. And I hate to put a timeline on it, but I think I'm fairly close.
I don't recommend putting a timeline on it from my own experience.
Thank you. You understand. So I'm fairly close. And I want to do a postdoc in an academic setting. And hopefully that postdoc should lead to a faculty position. And I'm quite hopeful about it. So in my postdoctoral training, I'm quite interested in understanding the roles of metabolic pathways in bacterial virulence and pathogenicity. And I personally think that for ages, metabolic requirements of pathogens have always been downplayed in relation to virulence genes and virulence pathways of bacteria. So for my postdoctoral training, I would like to look at the contribution of metabolism to bacterial pathogens. And because I think that human pathogens who have lots of metabolic genes use these metabolic genes for basically in vivo virulence, because that's what allows them to live in a human host. And in addition to those metabolic genes, human pathogens also have genes which cause diseases in human hosts. And I personally think those are pathogenicity factors. So I'm interested in teasing out the role of metabolism, virulence, and pathogenicity in bacterial pathogens.
Okay. So research is your calling, or do you think you'd like to go into medicine or some other field?
I think I'm quite happy at the bench, and I'm quite happy in the academic setting. I don't think I would like to go to medical school at this point, at least. I would like to continue doing research and understanding bacterial pathogenesis.
Right. So you'll do a postdoc for a few years and then you'll be on the market for a faculty position.
Absolutely. And I will be on the postdoc market too.
Just give the heads up out there to all those microbiology medicine departments who are looking for bright young faculty. Do you have any advice for other young people who are interested in doing graduate work in microbiology?
Well, I don't know if I have advice. I have a suggestion that I personally find it intellectually stimulating. And I think if you do in your graduate career, if you sit down with your mentor and come up with a project which you really like and he's willing to let you go do it, I think that really helps. Because nothing like a project which makes you get up in the morning and go to work. And I've been fortunate to get such a project, thanks to my mentor.
Great. Well, Mr. Shah, thanks for talking with me today.
Sure.
Pratik Shah is a graduate student in the Department of Microbiology at the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson, and he's been honored with ASM's Raymond W. Sarber Award.
You can find links to learn more about Dr. Shah's work at our new website, microbeworld.org. That's microbeworld, all one word, .org.
Nominate your deserving colleagues and students by October 1st for a 2010 American Society for Microbiology General Meeting Award. Visit www.asm.org/awards to learn more about ASM awards and to submit your nomination.
Some of the music for this episode of Meet the Scientist was provided by the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.